The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, I want to play something for you from a movie in 1976. See if this doesn't sound like 2023.
Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I love it. I love it. That's from the movie Network back in 1976. Does that not sound familiar?
Well, it was going on, but that problem had been going on since the early 60s.
Well, but no, but I'm just saying that that had reached the pinnacle. 1976, who was president? Jimmy Carter. That's exactly right. Now we're in 2023. Who's the president?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter 2.0. Just saying. I love playing that segment out of that movie because it hasn't changed. What's that tell us? We haven't done our job.
Well, we've got people mad and they don't know what the solution is, but they're still mad. Hey. And unfortunately, they're doing things.
Hey, Arkansas is doing their job.
Yeah, we're
Arkansas is doing their job.
State but Florida. I mean, and it took Florida a couple of elections to catch up to us.
I'd have to say Arkansas is doing a good job. The problem is, you know, we need to pass a law, and this will be controversial, that says there's not going to be abortions in Arkansas, and we don't care what the federal government does.
That's one of the things that I was disappointed about during the session is that, you know, there was at least one bill that got filed. Richard Womack filed that bill to make it a crime to have an abortion in Arkansas. Right. Yes. Now it's a crime for doctors and abortion providers to kill unborn children. But right now a woman can go and get abortion pills to poison her child and kill her child, and it's not even as serious as a speeding ticket. So in fact, there's no crime at all for a woman to do this to her unborn child, but it is a crime to own and take heroin.
But I'm going to take another bite out of the apple.
But there's no crime at all to kill your unborn child. That's insane.
Well, in states all across the union, they can do that. And on top of that, they can do all kinds of butchery on their own children.
Well yeah. And if you're
call it gender-affirming care.
If it's gender-affirming care. What's interesting, though, is that we've got people on the left who would probably like to outlaw circumcision, which is kind of a religious practice for Jews. But they want to cut things totally off of children. There's not a religious practice. It's actually just a form of insanity.
What age would they say that was appropriate, Paul?
Well, you know, there was a doctor that came in to testify in one of the committees. I think it was a Senate committee.
It was judiciary, wasn't it?
It may have been judiciary. It may have been public health. I'm not sure which it was. But
and she
Senator Bart Hester got her kind of pigeonholed down to about 4 years old, I think.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years old.
They can start making that decision.
The child can make the decision.
That's I mean, so sorry. This is insanity. This woman has a license.
Cigarettes and do drugs.
This woman apparently had a medical license. I mean, I'm sorry. The medical licensing board is worthless. If this woman can get a license and keep her license with that type of ideology and thought process, I mean, I'm sorry.
With that said, let me ask Jennifer, because she's from Saline County. With the Saline County Library, okay, is it not true that they changed the legal age that a minor who is not – you're not a minor after you're over 12 years old?
No, that's right. So the American Library Association –
Move up on your mic.
Is redefined or has redefined a young adult to be ages 12 through 17. And so what we're seeing is they're trying to desensitize us to this idea of childhood.
But they just created a new – a new area, mm-hmm. you know, for kids. Come on. Young adults? It used to be you were a kid or you were an adult. One or the other. You don't get to be both at the same time.
Right. Right. But now they're doing this so that they can start exposing these young children to concepts and ideas that are harmful.
Yeah.
They're harmful to their psyche. They're going to – it's going to desensitize the community to looking at children as children and something to protect. And so we have to push back against that, and I'm so proud of our Saline County Republican Women and Saline County Republican Committee because we are pushing back hard. And our JPs and our county judge are doing an excellent job as well. I mean, we're moving forward. This is a full court press. We're not going to allow this to happen in Saline County.
So when does the quorum court meet again?
Evening at 6:30, yes.
Is there a good possibility that Hector will lose her job?
That is our hope. And we will find out this evening.
And why do I say that? Play that for me again. Play that for me.
It's so maddening.
We have an award-winning library, and all we deal with now is hate and FOIAs. There's nothing wrong with those books. We buy books for everyone in this community, and every child should be heard and seen and supported and not marginalized because they're not white or straight or Christian
is what that last word was. All right. The reporter stepped on her, so we cut that a little short. But the bottom line, white, straight, or Christian. Mm-hmm. Now she's one of three, so I don't know where she lands on the other two. Have no idea on that. And I haven't asked her, don't intend to. But the quorum court, just the way that she was talking there and crying and bemoaning this fact, she's reached her usefulness. It's time for her to leave.
I agree. She has not tried to reach out to any of our folks. She doesn't listen to what the community wants. We have one of the most conservative counties in the nation, and I believe our library should represent our values. And, you know, anytime that they hear from someone that does not agree with them, they being the left, when someone does not agree with them, they just start throwing around the word hate. Well, you hate this. You hate this.
We're for you.
Or FOIA, right. In their mind, they're synonymous. That's right.
Definitely the same thing. And, you know, I've just listened to this lady too many times. I'm tired of her.
Now, you look at this issue and the way she's acting, and you go up to a bigger issue, I believe, which is abortion, which is the same type of issue as we hate women if we don't allow them to make the choice to kill their children or not. So if you get states with the freedom that they have to choose now that they should have, people with that attitude not working together and not trying to find middle ground where the states can get along with each other have to make a decision, and people like her will divide this country.
Mm-hmm. They will divide. She's divided her county.
Because
I don't think it's 50-50, you know, maybe, you know, 80-20 or whatever, but still she's divided it.
If states can decide major issues like this, like the Republic should be able to, we should still be able to come together and work on national defense and work on things that the government is supposed to be doing.
But Jennifer, are there people actually coming out in support of this stuff in the library, or is it just mostly the library personnel themselves?
So it's been our observation, and based on some things that we have uncovered through FOIA, that a lot of this is from the library and from library personnel. Now, of course, there are some folks from Craighead County who are involved in that fight, mm-hmm. who are now coming and trying to join in this fight here in Saline County. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of people from out of state, even some people from out of the country, mm-hmm. who have tried to voice their opinion.
But we're not seeing parents who are I want my kids to have access to this stuff. You're not seeing that.
Very few. I have personally not seen it. I have heard from a couple of JPs who said that they have heard from teachers, local teachers, who are defending this kind of material.
And so can we get those teachers fired too? Why are these people being allowed to have access to children?
That is a really good question, and we need to be exploring why they have been hired and why they are allowed to be teaching these kids. But there's a bigger systematic problem here, because these books are in public schools, they're in our taxpayer-funded libraries, and then when we, the taxpayers, say, hey, we don't want our money being used to purchase these books, we're told to shut up.
Yeah.
And it's okay, and we're marginalizing folks.
But they already believe that parents are inadequate for teaching their own children anyway, because they're the professionals. They know how to raise children, and you're too stupid as a parent to raise your own kids.
We have actually heard very similar comments to what you just said. They have actually said those words.
Oh yeah.
That they think the quote professionals, which is really just those who spent a lot of money to get indoctrinated through these liberal institutions we call colleges, know better how to raise children than their own parents.
This intellectual snobbery by the little intellectual four-year-olds.
Yeah. Okay, well, I didn't ask Jennifer to come and talk about the library. I just wanted to hear about the whole 12-year-old thing, because that needs the quorum courts needs to get that changed.
We're hoping that they will. I'll report back.
It has nothing to do with censorship. It has nothing to do with banning books. It has placement issues. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's it. But that same librarian that I played said that placement was the same thing as censorship.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Christians do believe in free will, and all people are created equal. But it doesn't mean that you have to put sexual material and try to indoctrinate our children while they're in grade school.
Yeah. That's where the parent comes in. See, the parent should be the gatekeeper to decide, are you going to allow the child to make and read those books or not? I mean, Andy Griffith's show, last thing I'll play. In an Andy Griffith show, they discussed this exact topic. Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead and play Andy Griffith for us.
Who's to say that the boy would be happier your way or mine? Why not let him decide? No, I'm afraid it don't work that way. You can't let a young'un decide for himself. He'll grab at the first flashy thing with shiny ribbons on it. Then when he finds out there's a hook in it, it's too late. Wrong ideas come packaged with so much glitter, it's hard to convince him that other things might be better in the long run. And all a parent can do is say, wait, trust me, and try to keep temptation away.
There you go. There used to be a morality in television that existed at times. All right. So July 15th, what's happening, Jennifer?
Well, I am excited to announce that we are going to have a joint congressional district meeting with Kerry Lake. We have three congressional districts that have come together. It's the first, the second, and the fourth. We have come together and we've created this exciting event. It's going to be an all-day-long event. Kerry Lake is our keynote speaker, and we have some other great speakers that are coming in. One is going to be, we have Robert Steinbuch, who has been on your show many times, and he is a brilliant professor and attorney. He's going to be talking about the weaponization of the justice system. We have a panel of great women, great patriot fighters, who are going to be talking about the battle with the library. So we're going to have women from Saline County and Craighead County, and they're going to come together and talk about their experiences and hopefully provide a framework for others at the meeting to go forward and start implementing similar battle plans in their respective counties. Right. So we're going to have that, and then we have We have Garrett Ziegler. So my husband and I are the attorneys who have sued Hunter Biden on behalf of London Roberts, who is the mother of Navy Roberts, Hunter Biden's child. And our expert in that case is Garrett Ziegler. He got Hunter Biden's laptop from Rudy Giuliani. And so he is going to be coming in, and he's going to do a breakout session and tell us what is in Hunter Biden's laptop. So that's going to be another great breakout session. And then we have, let's see, we have Mark Cook, who is Carrie Lake's expert in her lawsuit that is currently pending in Arizona. He is coming to talk about election integrity. And let me see. Charles Fuquay, another great attorney here from Arkansas, who's going to talk about the de-dollarization and where our monetary system is headed.
Going to electronic currency.
I believe he is going to, yes, touch on that. And so just some great breakout sessions. Oh, we have Jason Bollinger. So he is Faulkner County's chair, great chair. And he is going to be talking about a 2024 ground game and how we can get solid conservatives into office.
That'll be good. That's good. I'll be there.
Yes, you will. And we're so excited to have you there. So you're going to be talking to some of our great guests during the lunch hour, interviewing them. And I'm sure you're going to have some wonderful questions.
We'll have some good stuff to talk about. That'll be fun.
All right, we'll buy tickets or get tickets to it.
Yes, so tickets are $35. You can go to Eventbrite and just type in a joint congressional district with Carrie Lake, and it should pop up. And the options are $35 for admission. We are trying to keep costs very low. We want everybody to come. This is going to be.
Let me just say, $35 is like really cheap.
Yes, it is, and we know that, but. You know, with inflation going on, we want all of our great Arkansas Patriots to be able to come together and just have a good time, a good day, celebrating our wins and the direction that our state's going. Because as you said, RD, we're making some great strides. And so this is just going to be a happy day and a good day. So we encourage people to come. If they want a picture with Carrie Lake, it is going to be $100 to get one person's picture with her. And for $250, they can get two admission tickets and a picture of two people with Carrie Lake.
All right. There you got it. They've got it all set up. We'll talk more about this in a few moments. And then I'll tell you about the governor being on tomorrow at 8 o'clock and how you can get your question asked of her. We'll do that as well as we continue the Dave Elswick Show, 23 minutes after 9, right here on 101.1 FM, The Answer. No crying in baseball. Can't do that.
We weren't crying. We were talking about guns.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, that meant somebody else would have to be crying.
Oh, well. You know, anyway. The ideal situation with guns is that nobody cries, nobody dies. They just quit committing crimes.
What I'm really excited about is we're starting to see these events that Jennifer's involved in, and other people, a lot of other people as well. And that excites me. We don't have to have a Donald Trump come in to get these events going. People are, I think, they're pretty well excited about the next election cycle and what can they do to make things better. As I said, I've had a lot of people on here on the show. I've talked to the governors and all the rest of them. The big issue now, and Doyle Webb, we'll talk about this one day. He's going to be coming in here in the near future. I think we've done a great job on the state. It's red now. I mean, it's the reddest state in the union. I've been talking to Tim Scott's campaign to get Tim Scott to come in and to speak to our voters. And I said, why don't you come to the reddest state in the union? You know, it's not Florida. It is Arkansas. When the last election happened, Brett Baer, after DeSantis had won and everybody else had won in Florida. You know what he said? He said, Florida is now as red as Arkansas. That was his exact statement. I was really proud when I heard that. I mean, seriously, I was really, really proud about that.
Now it's time to move the
Now you got to move
the needle.
Move it up more. Definitely more. Solid. Not only solid red, but deep, deep red.
Exactly right. Still work to do.
For 135 years, it'd be Republican rule and not Democrat rule. We know about what that did.
Sitting in the seats is not good enough. We have to get things done. And I believe we're starting to get things done.
We're trying. I got excited in 2010, but now I'm really excited. I got really excited when Sarah got elected governor. And everybody said, Dave, you'll be disappointed. I said, I don't think so this time. I just don't think so. And I have not been.
You're right.
I have not been. And by the way, she'll be on the show tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Ask the Governor here on 101.1 FM, The Answer. You won't want to miss it. If you want to get a question in to be asked, go to 101.1 FM, TheAnswer.com. Click on the link, type in your question, and hit send, and it will end up in our I don't know. I don't know what you call it. File, I guess. And we'll be asking her. She's going to be here, I think, with, from what I understand, the Secretary of Education is going to be here as well. Oliva is going to be on. Yeah, he's going to be on as well. All right, we've got news, and we'll be back, and we'll finish talking to Jennifer. And, by the way, the only place where you can come to leave a question for the governor, all right? 101.1 FM, TheAnswer.com, and click on the link for Ask the Governor and leave your question there, and she'll be on at 8 o'clock tomorrow right here on the radio station to talk directly to you. Jennifer Lancaster is here from Saline County. She is with us today. We've been talking about this big event that's coming up in July, but let's talk about what's coming up at the end of June, and that's Constitution Camp.
Actually, it's coming up at the end of July as well.
Oh, is it at the end of July? I thought it was end of June.
Yes. No, but thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about that. So it is July 24th through the 28th, and kids 2nd through 9th grade are welcome. And registration is very low for that one as well. It's $35 for the week. We have a number of wonderful speakers, including former Governor Mike Huckabee. He's coming to speak, cool. So you know the kids are going to love him. We have our local sheriff, Rodney Wright, coming. We have Attorney General Tim Griffin coming, and a JP, Clint Chisholm, who's been one of our champions in Saline County over this library issue. So those are four of our great speakers, and then we're going to end the week with a tour of the Capitol and a big Celebrate America party with inflatable snow cone trucks, big pop-up bubbles, and water slides. So,
now, are you going to have any of these speakers dress up like historical characters? You've done that in the past.
I have. Usually it's not the speakers. However, what I have done is I've gotten the speakers to dance with the kids.
Oh, okay. There
so
we go.
That's the highlight, yes. So last year, Senator Alan Clark led the kids in the Cupid Shuffle. So that was a lot of fun. Yes, and we had Representative Tony Furman doing the robot on stage. So it's very memorable. Good times. But so the speakers will come in. They'll talk to the kids about how, because this is a faith-based curriculum. I wrote the curriculum for my kids. I have two kids, 6 and 8. I'm a homeschool mom as well. And so all of this is centered around the Christian faith and how Christian and biblical principles are woven into our founding documents.
Right.
So the kids learn about Thomas Hobbes, John Locke, and Montesquieu. They learn that our rights come from God, not the government. That is the first thing that they learn the first day, and everything is built upon that.
Now,
and
let me just stop you. Now, if you're listening to this, you go, that our rights come from God and not from government? These are those radical Christians. Hey, that is exactly what the founders of this country said. That's what Thomas Jefferson said in the Declaration.
Exactly. Yes, and the kids actually learned the first 16 lines of the Declaration
That's
of
good.
Independence. Yes, so they know all about it. So that term is called natural rights. Our rights, we are born with these rights. They are not gifts from the government. And the Constitution is a restraint on the government. And then the Bill of Rights, that was the anti-federalists wanting just to further reinforce the fact that these rights are to be protected. And so the kids learn all about that. They learn about the Federalist versus anti-federalist debates. We go through the Constitution, identifying Christian principles that have been woven into those documents. They learn the preamble to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and we do it in a really fun and engaging way. As you mentioned, we have characters that come in. We have a skit through which we introduce these main characters. I mean, you might think, oh, Thomas Hobbes, that sounds really boring.
No.
But, you know, he's the one that wrote Leviathan, and so we have a dinosaur, an inflatable dinosaur that dresses up, and it's actually my kids' preschool gymnastic coach that I've used her for 3 years now. She puts on this T-Rex inflatable suit with the little arms. It's just hilarious to watch. And she comes in whacking the kids with the little foam sword and dancing around and just being silly. And the kids love it. But that's how we tie in these concepts, and they learn about Leviathan, and they learn that when the dinosaur is Leviathan, and or the dinosaur is the government, and the more power you feed the dinosaur, the bigger it grows, the more destructive he becomes, to the point where you just can't even control him. So you want to starve the dinosaur of, or the government of power, to keep it small.
It's really amazing, isn't it? I mean, it sounds like what's really happening in our country, isn't it? I mean, I've begun using tyranny, that word, a lot now. Because that's what's going on in our country. They're taking your rights away from you, working hard at taking them away. And if you lose them, don't expect to get them back again.
You know, a biblical principle is Paul, whenever his Roman rights were taken away from him when he was in prison,
they told him now.
They were going to beat him. Paul stood up for his rights as a Roman.
Is it okay to beat a Roman? That was the question I think you asked.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it okay to beat a Roman? It's like, you're a Roman?
We have biblical examples of Christians standing up for their rights.
Yes, we do.
So I assume this is a day camp, several hours a day.
It is a day camp, yes. So it is 9 to noon every day. On the last day with the party, we will go a little bit longer because usually, so the last day, all the parents are welcome. And I should say that parents are actually welcome to stay throughout the entire week. And we have had plenty of parents stay. So.
See, I like that because if the people who are teaching your kids don't want you around.
Yeah, you probably don't want.
You probably don't want to leave your kid there. Right. I'm just what I'm saying. I agree.
So it's sort of like a VBS with a constitutional.
Yes. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. We have art projects, and we incorporate again these concepts of like not feeding the government. So we do a patriotic art project. We go outside and we have one of those long sheets of paper about 12 feet long, and we'll have a bag of vinegar, and we drop the baking soda into the bag of vinegar, which, you know, it's going to make it explode.
Right.
And so again, it's how we reinforce that concept, like don't feed the power into this bag because it's going to explode and it's going to be messy. So again, it's just teaching those kids about limited government and the concept of checks and balances and the necessity for a tripartite system of
government. And that kind of stuff sticks with a kid. I mean, as they get older, they'll remember that kind of stuff.
If we don't get the younger generation involved in government, what is the government going to look like of the future? Well, we've lost the last 20 years. Well,
the left has done a good job.
The left has used
public education wherever else. They've been getting a hold of the kids to prepare them for leftist-leaning ideology. And so you immerse a child in socialism for 13 years and send them on to public or to college for another 3, 4, 5 years.
They'll make sure they come back a brown shirt.
Right. And so we shouldn't be surprised when this happens because you immerse them in it for, 17, 18 years of their life, starting off when they're about 4 or 5 years old. You should not be surprised when they come back socialist. And they may not even know, they may not even embrace the term socialism, but a lot of times they will believe the concepts.
Yes, you're right. And I think the framework begins with that, with this whole rejection of an objective moral truth. What they're teaching us, not just through the media, social media, but it also in our schools, is that truth and what's right is subjective. What makes you happy in the moment? What makes you feel good? And so from that, it's just chaos. It breeds chaos. And so our camp is designed to combat that because we do teach that there is an objective moral truth, and that is biblical principles, and that is and God's word. And so when you work within that framework, that's when you have order.
Right,
in
just, and good feelings of happiness are not a standard.
Right,
I mean, that's not a standard of any kind. It's just it's a moronic standard.
Yeah. Their science is subjective, also.
Subjective, their science. Yeah. Subjective.
There's no right and wrong in science, so that they get what they want out of science. They prove the truth as they see it, and it changes. So we need to take science back and teach both sides of an issue. Just like evolution, we need to be able to teach the strengths and weaknesses of science. Not all science supports it.
Evolution should not be in the science category. It should be in the philosophy category.
Right, exactly.
I mean, because it's not science.
To crack the door, we need to have teachers to be able to teach the strengths and the weaknesses of that theory. Yeah.
It maybe ought to actually be in the myth category, like
cartoon section.
Well, or like maybe the Greek mythology or something like that, because it's not science. It's a theory at best. It's probably not even be good enough to qualify as a theory.
I think that's the next step, because the reason we have so much murder and so much crime in this country is because we've let the left teach our children they're nothing but animals for 40 years.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no soul. So there's no morals at all. So why should be surprised if they're just not out killing a bunch of animals?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's time to take it back.
You've been listening to my show, haven't you?
I agree. It is time to take it back. And we have to start teaching our kids, and not just our kids, but our adults, to speak up and expose what is done in the darkness. We're commanded as Christians to expose what's done in the darkness. But for some reason, this whole watered-down version of Christianity has become popular, where it's like, well, I'm going to be silent. I don't want to judge.
We can't talk about politics in church.
Well, we should.
What else would you talk about in church? Politics is a discussion of morality.
Exactly.
If it's not a discussion of morality, then what is it? But no, it is definitely maybe you don't discuss particular candidates in church, whatever you want to do there. But the reality is you should be discussing political issues in church. That is, talk about them from a moral perspective. Why is murder wrong? Why is fornication wrong? Why is it wrong to kill your unborn children? Why is it wrong to sexually mutilate children? Why are these things?
Why is it wrong to vote for somebody?
Sure.
Why stands for it?
Right. And so what about these various different issues? I actually brought this up in Bible class. I think it was last week, and it was actually pretty well received, believe it or not. But
it wasn't an auditorium.
What's that?
Because it wasn't an auditorium.
No, it wasn't an auditorium class. It was where I go to church. Yeah. There's two adult classes.
Right.
But
that's good. That's good.
But it was actually fairly well received. I worded it pretty well. But the reality is that we should be discussing moral issues in church, and politics is the study of morality.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're losing this culture war because the church hasn't stood up, and they're not being strong enough, and they're not being vocal enough. I do want to praise my church real quick, Geyer Springs First Baptist Church. Our pastor Dave Huey has been with us when we pushed for the pro-life resolution in Sling County, and now that we're fighting against this library issue, he has stood beside us, and he has shown up to these quorum court meetings, and I'm very grateful for him. But there are a lot of churches throughout Sling County who have not, because they don't want to get in the middle of a controversial subject. Shame on them.
And I think part of that is that the way that pastors and preachers are appointed is sort of a pageant-type process. And it's a popularity contest. If they're not popular enough, they lose their job and they can't pay their mortgage. That's a terrible position to allow a man to be in.
Well,
it's just not a good position for leadership to be in. There needs to be a better foundation.
Hey, whenever
get a hold of this thing.
That was a hard one.
All right, yeah, that was a hard break. All right, I got to tell everybody about East End Towing, and we'll come back and finish up our time with Jennifer Lancaster here on the Dave Elswick Show. East End Towing, you know, no matter the size of your car, I mean, you could be an 18-wheeler. They've got a tow truck that will handle your vehicle. Yes, even an 18-wheeler. You should see those tow trucks. They are immense, and they are amazing when they show up to take care of an 18-wheeler. I mean, they can write an 18-wheeler that's gone onto its side. No matter the situation, East End Towing can help you. Whether you drive one of those little tiny cars or you drive the big old 18-wheelers or something in between, call East End Towing to help you out on the side of the road. It's 501-888-8849, 501-888-8849. All right, let's continue on here on the Dave Elswick Show. Final segment with Jennifer Lancaster, District 2...
Chair.
Chair. Yes. All right. I always want to call you Grand Poopa.
That works.
Anyway, you know, put one of those buffalo hats from the Flintstones on with the horns, you know. I love that stuff. Anyway, let's finish up by going over the two big things they have coming up in July. One for your children, one for us adults. All right. Won't say couldn't be any good for the children, but I got to believe that anybody under 12 years old, when Kerry Lake comes in, may not be able to understand everything that's going to be discussed. But the bottom line is, let's start off with Constitution times, Constitution teaching that you're going to have in July. What dates is that? Where do you go to sign up for it?
Okay, it is July 24th through the 28th, and it's going to be in Little Rock, and you can go to treeoflibertyar.com to get tickets and register your kids, and we'll be happy to take care of them, of course, but all parents are welcome to stay and participate.
Yeah, just think about it. You'd make the Saline County librarian happy, because it'd be another, you know, white, straight, Christian kid. What
yeah.
can I say?
You know, maybe I'll offer her a free ticket, because I think she
there
could
really
benefit
from the camp.
There you
go. She could learn something. Yeah,
camp.
She could learn something.
I don't know. She sounds like a snowflake to me. I don't think she could take the abuse.
Yeah, that's from the kids. You know,
but what we're doing, we're arming kids to know when they're being indoctrinated is what you're doing, and I appreciate you doing that. They can recognize it when they see it.
Okay, so let me roll it now up to July 15th, because that's going to be for us adults. It's our time of Constitution Camp on July 15th.
That's right. It's called Operation Freedom. And we're going to talk about all of the hot topics that a lot of people that make a lot of people uncomfortable. But Carrie Lake is coming, and she is going to be our keynote speaker. We're so excited. And we're, like I said before, we've got a number of wonderful speakers. And then we have you and Jenny Lorne, who will be interviewing our great speakers during the lunch hour. So we just have a packed event. We're going to be providing breakfast and lunch for that $35
Hoorah.
Ticket. That's right. So it
good
is
food.
This is all about pro-America, God first. We're pushing back. We're not taking this liberal agenda lying down
Are
anymore.
You serving pancakes at breakfast?
No. You want to cook them? I'll bring a griddle.
Say, if you bring a griddle, I'll flip them.
All right. Maybe we can work that out.
I'll be happy to do that.
Okay.
If somebody else will mix it, I'll cook
Artie,
it.
I'll be there.
All right.
I'm a good mixer.
Everybody would like that if you and I were behind
Paul
serving.
Paul can wash the dishes.
Paul can wash the dishes.
I'm actually a pretty decent cook.
All right.
We get through, me and Paul can flip them.
Maybe that'll work.
I'm a better dishwasher.
I can't throw it up and catch it and put it back on the grill. I don't do that kind of stuff, but I can cook them well.
So we used to do some homeschool camps, and we would have a lot of families come, and I would stay in the kitchen some, and I kind of enjoyed that. Because I don't think we ever went when I was still a kid. I think I was probably 19 or 20 the first one we went to. So we did some of those camps had over 300 people in them. So we would cook in the big kitchens in those facilities. I enjoyed that. Cracking eggs for that many people was kind of fun.
Nice. So maybe you could come to Carrie Lake's event, and then you can come to Constitution Camp.
There you go.
You heard it, folks. Paul's going to be cooking pancakes.
I like cooking pancakes.
We'll talk about it.
I used to be involved with the Lions Club on the pancake Saturdays that they would have. And did that for years in Indiana. So, I'd be more than happy to do that for you guys. You get a griddle, I'll do it.
You're the best.
You know, I'd be happy to do it. All right, because pancakes just go along with that kind of a, easy to eat, easy to clean up.
You can do omelets.
No.
Oh, now we're getting fancy, Paul.
Yeah.
I've got news for you.
Omelets are about as easy as pancakes.
I've got news for you. If you bring them in with pancakes and bacon, you got to keep them with pancakes.
Bacon's pretty expensive. Eggs have come back down.
All right, bottom line is this. Robert Steinbach's going to be there. He's going to talk about the weaponization of the judicial system and things of that nature. It's going to be a lot of these breakout sessions are going to be great.
That's right. Yes, the library panel. We're going to hear from different warriors from across the state that are pushing back against the liberal agenda. The Grays, of course. Wonderful folks. And then we're going to have Mark Cook, Carrie Lake's expert in her election case in Arizona. And then we're going to have Garrett Ziegler, who's going to tell us all about what's inside Hunter Biden's laptop. And then we have Jason Bollinger, who's going to talk about recruiting good conservative candidates and getting them elected in 2024.
And she doesn't have any of this written down. It's coming off top of her head.
Jason
That's
has done some
good.
Interesting things there in Faulkner County. They've implemented a process where they vet people before they allow them into the party, and it's been kind of interesting. They've denied a couple people.
Yes, I love it. Jason is an excellent leader. He's done amazing things with that county committee, but I love that vetting process.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. He and I have become friends here in the last few months. We've been hanging out, and I've enjoyed the time I've been spending with him.
Did they let you in, Paul?
No. I haven't tried. But no.
Okay.
But,
so the bottom line is, you're going to go into Breitbart to get this. Is that right?
Eventbrite. Yes, Eventbrite.
Breitbart. You know where I love.
We
okay.
Like
anyway.
So Breitbart too.
Yeah. Okay.
But Joint Congressional District Meeting with Carrie Lake is the title, and you can get your $35 tickets there. And with that, you get to see Carrie Lake. You get breakfast and lunch and the breakout sessions.
That's great. And if you pay a little bit more, you can get a picture with Carrie Lake. And if you want to have more than one person in the picture, pay a little bit more and you get two people in the picture.
That's right. And I forgot to mention this. We will be having a book signing. So after she speaks at the beginning of lunch, she will be signing her books for everybody. So it's going to be a great event. We sold over 100 tickets just within the first 48 hours, and I haven't checked since. So get your tickets soon because we are expecting to sell out quickly.
How many? 600 people?
650.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to get that many there. It's going to be fun. I want everybody that shows up be ready to holler and scream.
Yes.
Gotta get them all fired up. Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Dave. I always
enjoy
it.
I'm going to bring her back on Thursday because I'm not going to let you forget that we want you to be part of all of what she's got planned in the month of July. RD, are you taking off?
Yeah, I need to take off. Got to go work in the capitalist society for a little while.
Paul, you going to stick around?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
All right, he's going to stick around. He doesn't have a tree that he's got to kill, so we're going to keep him around. We got more coming your way here on the Dave Elswick Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.